What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Greg Way in the Car. We're driving to work on a lovely Thursday morning. I got PS I Love You on the document today. The docket today, not the document. And a meeting for planning next week content. So that's fun, because tomorrow me and Blessing are offsite at Redacted. And then just a busy day. Usually we do the meetings on Friday to set you up for what's going to happen the next week. However, we're not doing that today. Question for you. I'm listening to Heart Starts Pounding. It's a horror, macabre, alien podcast. You know, they tell stories that are supposedly real and investigate true ghosts and yada, yada, yada. And I just finished a story here about this listener wrote in and told the story of being on an army base and how, you know, she'd feel the presence of something sit on her bed and it turned out to be this ghost and yada, yada, yada. My question is, what do you think the ghost would do if you rolled over and started jerking off? Because, like, all these ghost stories are something, I feel it on the edge of my bed, right? And I wake up and I open my eyes and nothing's there, right? Third or fourth time, you're like, all right, let's just fucking do this. What are you going to do about this ghost? You know? Do you think people have done that? And what do you think the ghost goes, oh, shit, fuck, get out of there. Whoa, sorry. This ain't where I want to be. This isn't about jerking off in front of a ghost, though. This is about Mr. Hawks. Mr. Hawks wrote in on the Patreon post over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Just like you can to get your question read. You can also write in on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames on the Patreon posts about Greg Ways. And you can also go to the Patreon app with the Kind of Funny version and leave it in the Greg Way chat there. Anyways, Mr. Hawks followed up yesterday's video game review conversation and said, what's the weirdest, craziest, etc. embargo you've ever had to sign? Like an NDA you've ever had to sign? And that's an interesting question. Most NDAs, I feel, are very reasonable, right? I think I'm going to call this one out. They were right. They were right. But at the time, I was like, what the fuck? And journalistic integrity and yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. When I reviewed Arkham Asylum, right? Oh, shit, I'm forgetting this. I think, yeah, Arkham Asylum, you'll know what I'm talking about. If it's Arkham City, forgive me. But it was Arkham Asylum, right? Arkham Asylum, we got the game, and it came with an NDA, and one of the things, and it wasn't even NDA as much as, like, you sign the NDA, sure, and then you get the embargo information, the embargo that has the weird stuff in it, right? And it was, like, you can't talk at all about the Scarecrow stuff. Like, don't even hint at it or whatever. And I thought that was such an affront. I was like, but it's one of the coolest moments of the game, and I want to talk about it. Like, I remember going to bat with PR about it, of like trying to make a case for being able to talk about it, and them listening and talking to the devs and coming back and be like, no, you can't. Like, this is not, we don't want this spoiled for people. We want them to experience it. And I remember, because I didn't want to be like, also, you fucking hallucinate and all this crazy shit happens. I forget how I wanted to talk about it. It wasn't like on the nose talk about it, but I wanted to reference it at least. And they were like, no. And I was like very bent out of shape about that. They were right, right? This is, you know, my early-ish days of reviewing video games, right? Like, my career, I think. And it was very much like the push and pull of the journalism degree in me and wanting to serve the audience. But I don't think I would have... I don't think spoiling that moment for the audience would have served them better. I don't think I needed to justify my score more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that was one of the things I was making the case for. Of, like, not being able to talk about why I like this thing, right? Oh, they were right, though. That was the right call, and they were just ahead of the times, I think, on it. And now, of course, review embargo information you get after saying, agreeing to it all the time has stuff. Don't talk about this. Don't mention this. Please don't talk about it after this moment in the game. And we all just accept that, and it's the right thing to do, right? Because, of course, who would want these moments spoiled for them? And that's always the rush with a YouTuber or a streamer just playing it straight up and putting up clips and then the concern, which I think is unfounded, from people of that somebody's going to come into the chat and scream it. You know, a lot of times, like, I forget what it was recently. It might have been Starfield, but I think that's not even right. We did some spoiler cast recently. Oh, Spider-Man, I think. And people are like, ugh, I can't believe you're putting up a spoiler cast already. And most people, I'm like, no one's forcing you to watch this, nor is anybody going to watch this and then run into your room and scream, you know, Snape kills Dumbledore. Like, that's not how this works. If you're going to YouTube, yeah. YouTube, you're going to find people spoiling it in thumbnails or whatever, and YouTube's going to suggest that shit to you and yada, 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 but that is being alive in 2023. But, like, my hour-and-a-half-long conversation with Brian Intihar isn't going to be, like, fucking in your face or whatever. Even headlines people usually are pretty good about nowadays. Another one that sprung to mind was, I'm not going to name this publisher, but their NDA for one of their games was that the game had, if the game wasn't being played, it had to be put into a lockbox, in a lock, like a safe, a lockbox. It needed to be locked in a locked building, in a locked room. Like, they were like that into the minutia of what, how this game had to be taken care of and what they had to do with it or whatever. That was kind of crazy, you know what I mean? Did we listen to them at IGN? I'll leave that to your discretion and what you think happened there. But yeah, usually NDAs, and I'm, again, I'm including embargoes in here. Like, I've never, I mean, first off, let's be straight up. Who's reading the NDA? It's a non-disclosure agreement. Yeah, sure, you're going to fucking sue me and kind of funny into oblivion if I blow this up. I understand, right? And then it's just the embargo and the time and then the embargo detail thing of, like, what they don't want you to talk about, what they can and can't talk about. It's been interesting, though, to see all that evolve over the years. Again, you know, I talked about this a little bit yesterday of being old and just what it was in 2007 versus what it is now. Like, you know, a lot of times we get these review, not review guides, I guess. Well, yeah, review guide, but it's more about the embargo details. And it is broken out in, like, an Excel spreadsheet of, like, on this day you're allowed to do this, but not this. On this day you're allowed to do all of this, but not this. And then here's where everything's off. And you can stream and you can do whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, the PR people have woken up to, oh, well, there's so much different coverage of, like, we're going to say reviews are here, but stream, on this day, you know, streams are 3 days later when it's actually available. Spoiler cast, we'd like you to hold until this. And, like, some of that's just playing ball, right? Like, you know, Spider-Man 2, and this isn't a bad thing, I don't think, obviously, right? It was, like, Spider-Man 2, when we got Brian for the spoiler cast, right? Like, PlayStation's embargo sheet, when you want to put, you know, people are free to do what they want when the game's beating the embargoes up, right? But when we got Brian, one of the things was they asked us to embargo the spoiler cast until whatever, I think it was a, I forget, I think it was like what, it was, he came through on review and launch week, and then we embargoed it until the Monday after, maybe there was another week in there, it doesn't matter for the story, they just asked us to embargo it to a date, which on the one hand I think was, sure, they wanted to protect spoilers for people playing, but the other hand, too, is that he went and did multiple spoiler casts, right? So that was playing ball with everybody, so that kind of funny didn't get him first, and we put the video up first, and then, you know, GameSpot or whoever, IGN, don't come over here yet, jerk guys. Sorry, fucking truck over here trying to hit me or whatever. Didn't give me enough time there, you know? Just trying to come on over. Push me around, because I'm a Mini Cooper, I'll push you around. But yeah, like, I don't have a... Here's the NDA, here's the embargo guidelines, and it's completely fucked. Like, it's happened, and there's not to me, usually. I know a lot of people in the past have had problems with Nintendo's weird embargoes. Because what, even for Super Mario Wonder, again, Tim reviewed this, not me, so I'm a bit hazy on the information. But I remember one of our peers putting up a thing of, like, here's why we're not reviewing Mario Wonder. Like, they won't let us talk about certain things, so we want to wait till we can talk about it fully. Which is a totally reasonable take, right? Like, again, I think it's what you're trying to serve your reader and what you're trying to say with your piece, whether it be written audio or video, right? Like, whatever serves you, you can go wait and do. And again, embargo is a big deal for us because people expect us to have reviews up embargo or have commentary at embargo. Whereas I think when you're a smaller site with a different kind of audience, and even us, we have a different kind of audience where, you know, you're well aware we don't review 97% of the things that we could review if we wanted to be IGN, which we don't, right? Like, I think there's such a different tackling content your own specific way then opens the door to doing it in different ways, so that's always interesting. I just did the Indie Informer, right? Indie Former podcast with Mike and Janet and Jill yesterday, and this was a conversation in there about embargoes and how do you get games and what do you do with all that. So I urge you to listen to that when that goes up, which I of course do not know when it goes up, but it will go up. Follow Janet, she'll tell you. I mean, I'll retweet it, of course, but you know. I got PS I Love You, Janet, and Blessing today, and that's exciting. Go ahead and write in. We're talking about what PlayStation is missing. I say go ahead and write in, and then Cool Greg always gets buried in publishing other content, so this won't even go up until probably PSLW has recorded, but we'll try. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to serve you!